This is Akashwani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. President Draupadi Murmu held a one-on-one meeting and delegation-level talks with her Slovakian counterpart, Peter Pellegrini, in Bratislava yesterday. The two leaders discussed various aspects of bilateral relations and issues of shared global and regional interests. On the second day of her visit to Slovakia, President Murmu will visit the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and participate in various events. The center has enhanced the material cost by 9.50% under the Pradhan Mantri Poshan Shakti Nirman scheme. The union minister has said that the new rates will be applicable across all the states and union territories with effect from the first of next month. The central government will bear an additional cost of 954 crore rupees in 2025-26 due to this enhancement. In addition to the material cost, the central government provides about 26 lakh metric tons of food grains through the Food Corporation of India. The Supreme Court will hear petitions challenging the constitutional validity of the WAFT Amendment Act 2025 on the 16th of this month. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India Sanjeev Khanna and Justices Sanjay Kumar and K.V. Vishwanathan will hear the case. The central government yesterday filed a caveat in the apex court in this regard. A caveat application is filed by a litigant to ensure that no adverse order is passed against him or her without being heard. Multiple petitions have been filed in the apex court challenging the constitutional validity of the WAFT Amendment Act 2025. The 2611 Mumbai terror attack accused Tahawur Rana is being brought to India today. This was informed by Union Minister Piyush Goyal in a social media post. He said, due to the determination of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, today the accused of the Mumbai attacks is being brought to India and he will get stringent punishment. The central government has appointed Narinder Mann, advocate, as special public prosecutor for conducting trial and other matters in the 2611 Mumbai terror attack accused Tahawur Rana case. In a Gazette notification, the Union Home Minister said Narinder Mann has been appointed for conducting trial on behalf of the National Investigation Agency before the NIA Special Courts at Delhi and Appellate Courts for a period of 3 years. The Delhi government will begin distribution of Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana health cards to residents of the national capital this afternoon. The distribution of cards will start at a function in Vigyan Bhavan at 3 p.m. The scheme will provide a free health cover of 5 lakh rupees to each beneficiary family per year. The Delhi government has also announced to provide an additional top-up of 5 lakh rupees under this scheme. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda and Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta will present on the occasion. During the event, a memorandum of understanding will be signed between the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare and Government of Delhi for the rollout of the Pradhan Mantri Ayushman Bharat Health Infrastructure Mission. India's goods and services exports have crossed a record $820 billion in the financial year 2024-25, despite economic uncertainties in global markets. The Commerce Ministry said this represents a close to 6% increase over the corresponding figure of $778 billion for the previous financial year. The figures were revealed at a meeting held by Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal with the Export Promotion Councils and industry bodies in New Delhi to discuss the emerging trade scenario. In a major development, U.S. President Donald Trump has announced a 90-day pause on reciprocal tariffs for all but China. In a social media post last night, Mr. Trump said the 90-day breather will apply to reciprocal and 10% tariffs. The U.S. president said he was authorizing a 90-day pause as part of his tariff plan, but was also raising the tariff rate for China to 125% effect immediately. Mahavir Jayanti, the birth anniversary of 24th and last Jain Tirthankar Lord Mahavir, is being observed across the country today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to the citizens, especially to the Jain community on the occasion of Mahavir Jayanti. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya and Sikkim today. Similar conditions are expected over Bihar, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim, Tamil Nadu and Kerala. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.